Hi, I'm Kim Cotola, thanking you for listening to this highlight from Cradle My Heart Radio. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Remember, your support makes this possible, so we thank you in advance.
You always reap what you sow. And that's what I tell men when I'm doing sidewalk counseling now, usually in Robbinsdale, sometime at Planned Parenthood. I plead with them and say, please listen to another man that has gone down the same path that you're going. There are prices to pay, emotional, spiritual, physical tolls that take a place on a man, because he knows that the image of God on the earth is going to be destroyed or be able to be brought to a life because of his decision. And I've been successful over the years by God's grace to talk to some men and have them change their mind and literally go into the abortion facility and get their wife or girlfriend out and come across the street or go to a pregnancy help center such as Total Life Care, which we celebrated their banquet last night, or to others, or Robin Rostale Women's Center, which is right across the street from the abortion facility in Robbinsdale. And I've talked with men over 10 years, been doing this for 10 years, and they hurt. And the last two guys I talked to, one guy particularly, he was crying. He was bawling in the parking lot saying, I know I have a son. I saw the ultrasound. I've always wanted a son. Pastor, what can I do? What can I do? I said, you go back in there and you get your girlfriend out of there. And we'll have a nice long talk or take it across the street. It's not hopeless. God loves you. You're trying to do the right thing. He tried. She refused to come out. And I had to leave him. He was just crying like a baby against the fence. And I do not know what more wages will have to be paid by that young man. But he heard about the Lord. We give him good literature. We point him to Christ. And prayerfully, he will seek out some post-abortion healing because he's going to be hurt.
Yep.
It's going to be hurt as much, if not more, than she is.
Brian, it's an amazing story, full circle, you know, of God's redemption. And I think that that's the note that I hope men would hear, that God is now using you as a lifesaver. And it's just, you know, I feel in my case in the same way. It's truly amazing grace. Where he went to bring us back and where he has you positioned today is really for his glory.
Thanks for listening. Programming like this is made available through your support, and so we appreciate that as well. You can learn more information at myfaithradio.com.